Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Monday edition of the British Tech News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It's great to be back. Sorry about there being no show last Friday, and thank you so much to Ewan Rankin for filling in on Thursday. But it is Monday now, December 15th, 2014. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes. Well, Facebook users, were you used to using Bing? Did you even know you were using Bing? I didn't know you were using Bing, to be honest. Well, we're not using Bing anymore. Facebook has quietly removed Microsoft's own Bing search for their own site. And what have they replaced it with? With Zucker Search. No, really, that's meaning just their own search. They're going to do their own thing now if you want to search for your friends and various things on the Facebook website. Mark Zuckerberg said way back in July that Facebook's main focus to fuel its growth was in search, stating that they had over 1 billion search requests entered into its site every single day. 1 billion searches just on Facebook? That's a little scary. So from this day forward, you can no longer Bing it, you can Zuck it. Now, you might remember earlier this year, Amazon actually managed to sneak its app store into Google Play inside the official Amazon app. Now, apparently everybody at Google had their head up their butt for so long they didn't even know this thing was going on. Now, all of a sudden, apparently somebody's taking their head out and said, "Woo, wait a minute, what's going on here?" And Google has removed the Amazon app from the Google Play store. In its place, however, Amazon has released a new Amazon shopping app that offers pretty much the same experience, just without the App Store. Now, even though Google didn't release a statement, though they don't really need to, do they? They do have their policies for their App Store. Amazon went ahead and released their statement, quoting, "We launched a new Amazon app for Android phones on September 9th that proves an award-winning mobile shopping experience, which enables customers to discover and purchase all of Amazon's digital catalog. Unfortunately, Google changed their developer distribution agreement on September 25th, and as a result, we've removed the app from the Google Play and published the Amazon shopping app instead." Let me just summarize that for you. It's more of, oops, we got caught. Hey, all our U.S. listeners, I didn't know if you knew this or not, but guess what? According to Marchix, TV is like so over, man. New data is out saying that of customers that call their cable company, 60% actually end up getting only internet service. They don't care about the cable anymore. The survey results from 500 random phone calls via the Marchix Call Analytics Customer Phone Call Monitoring Technology. There's a freaking mouthful. Basically, in the end, it's just saying that people increasingly don't want to pay for old-fashioned TV. They're sick of it. In their data, they're saying that internet is literally slicing up TV's old business. Cable subscriptions from 18 to 24-year-olds have dropped 71%. Wow. In 2014. That's down another 6% from last year. Now, why is this all data collected? Well, it's for TV advertisers. They're letting them know that people aren't watching TV anymore. And they're alerting investors that pay TV subscriptions in the U.S. are in a major decline. Strangely enough, you would think with all this information that's coming out saying that, people aren't really going this direction anymore. They like their Netflix. They want their internet connection. Yet TV cable and satellite providers seem to be still going up in their prices. The irony just escapes me completely. And speaking of watching more television content through your internet provider, those of you who have an Android device, you're going to have yourself a nice little Christmas break. Hulu's going to offer you free streaming. Yes, it's offering the many popular shows as part of its free Share the Joy of the Seasons promo on Android. That means you're going to get to watch current seasons of, say, like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Sleepy Hollow, and South Park. However, though, not everything's going to be free. Of course, it would want to do that just for one day. Shows like Party Down are going to be locked behind the Hulu Plus paywall. And if you're an iOS user, you're thinking, what about us? Keep crying, because you ain't going to get crap except a new redesigned app. Enjoy! Oh, you remember I was saying last week on the news show that Pirate Bay, yeah, it went down, it's taken down, the Swiss authorities, aren't they, patting each other on the back, they're going to have a good Christmas, blah, blah, blah. And then I said probably like 48 hours later, the Pirate Bay would pop up. Now, I was kind of wrong about that. The Pirate Bay actually has not popped back up. But what has happened is another torrent service has come to its rescue. That being in the form of iOS Hunt. They've sort of, shall we say, resurrected the Pirate Bay back to life. Only this one's called the Pirate Bay Search by iOS Hunt. iOS Hunt says they have created a new website called oldpiratebay.org. In their statement, they said, "The beloved Pirate Bay website is gone for now, and it will be sorely missed. But it will always be remembered as the freedom of possibilities on the web. So we at the iOS Hunt team have copied the base of the Pirate Bay code in order to save it to the generations of users. Nothing will be forgotten. Oh, isn't that nice? Seems the takedown of the Pirate Bay really hasn't helped anything, and we kind of knew that was probably going to happen, right? Oh, wait a minute. What is that I hear in the background from the film and music industry? Son of a... Yeah, that's what I hear. And finally... And see if we can get a hold of Mr. St. Nick.
Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Santa.
Oh, thank God.
I take it you didn't really like working with Ewan last Thursday.
That was dreadful. Bloody awful experience.
I'm sorry, Santa.
How the hell do you work with that man? He's such an idiot.
Well, I mean, he's not that bad. And besides, you know, we don't really work together. I mean, you know, he's all the way off in London, and I'm here in Manila in the Philippines.
Well, no, exactly. I couldn't stand to be around him for that length of time.
Was it really that bad?
Well, no, since it happened on Friday, well, it's no Thursday. Yeah, I've been drinking since then.
Just once?
No, not once. But I've been drinking nonstop since Thursday.
Oh.
Oh, such a dreadful, dreadful person. Don't ever have anything to do with him.
Oh, come on, Santa. It we're approaching Christmas time. Can't you and Ewan just try to be friends? Try to get along?
No, I can't. Oh, I'm glad you're back, boy. I gather you've been not well.
No, not really much, no.
I hope the young lady was taking good care and attention of you.
Yes, she has. It's a reason why I'm back today.
Excellent. Anyway, today's Santa's crap for Christmas is, well, it really is crap.
Okay.
It's at getpersonal.co.uk, and it's festive Santa glasses. They're bloody awful.
Okay.
They're basically a set of fake cheap Ray-Bans.
Ah.
Except they're not Ray-Bans, clearly.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
And they look like they've got coloured in bog roll for lenses.
Okay.
Bloody awful.
Yeah.
And on top of that, there's a shitty Santa hat imitation, which is too small for any reasonable person's head. These would work on about a 3-year-old, that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how much is the crap today, Santa?
Well, they're only 99 pence.
Oh.
So they're not bad, but
no.
You'd probably pay about £10 packaging on those.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway, so it's at gettingpersonal.co.uk, and it's the Santa festive sunglasses.
All right, Santa. Well, I hope that you can get over your hangover and take care of yourself, okay?
You too, Kyle. Take care. See you tomorrow, my boy. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Santa. I think that's the kindest words I've ever heard from Santa. That man must really hate Ewan with a passion. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find us on the website, too, at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at britishtech. Follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with the Tuesday edition of the news show. We'll see what kind of crap Santa has in store for us tomorrow. But until then, I hope you have a good Monday. We're getting closer to our Christmas break, so just keep thinking about that. And thank you, as always, for listening.